It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
USDA is prepared to release their January cattle on feed report today, on Friday. This report, of course, gives us an idea of just how many cattle are in our feedlots at the beginning of the month, how many were placed the preceding month, and how many were marketed during the preceeding month. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the numbers for this report.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
USDA's January cattle on feed report is due to be released here this afternoon, and right now the average trade estimates have the on feed number coming in as of January 1 coming in at 100% of a year ago, while placements for December are expected to be at 101% of a year ago, and marketings for December at 101% of a year ago. Seems kind of a high number for placements, especially since we have not been bringing cattle in from Mexico here for the last couple of months. So I would expect that that's maybe a little bit high number for the placements number for this report. Now, looking at the other things that this report's going to do, it's also going to give us quarterly statements on or stats on heifers put on feed. So it'll give us an idea of just whether or not we're looking at any kind of herd expansion or if we continue to see most of the heifers to go into the feedlots. At this point, it still wouldn't surprise me that we are not seeing herd expansion because of the high prices that feeders and fed cattle are bringing. And it seems that more of those are going to be getting sold at this point than being kept or retained into the herd. We're also looking at, of course, what pasture conditions are, and they have improved in the most of the areas, but maybe not enough to be able to take a bet on retaining a bunch of heifers at this point. Cattle have been continuing to see extremely strong performances as far as the marketplace is concerned. Cash continues to lead the futures market, but futures right now are trading at all-time never-seen-before highs in both the live cattle and the feeder cattle. It's a friendly report from the Cattle on Feed report, and next week's cattle inventory report will likely continue to keep this push going a little bit longer, but we're running into a little bit of resistance when it comes to the consumer demand, as right now beef is getting to be pretty expensive when compared to competing meats in the grocery store. It'll be interesting. Like I said, cattle are trading at all-time contract highs. We've got the possibility of two friendly reports coming from USDA today's cattle on feed and next week's cattle inventory. So it's going to be interesting to see how cattle perform from here.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.